We have all heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den. It's a wonderful Bible story telling about how Daniel survived being thrown in the lion's den. And there are many interpretations of that story. There's many ways that people have looked at it over the centuries, and it's kind of fascinating. But the story that really happened is this. The king had Daniel as one of his favorites, and Daniel gave the king good advice, was a good counselor with the king, and the other advisors were not too happy with him because Daniel was the favorite. And so they did everything they could to put Daniel into disgrace. And they got the king to say one day that anyone who did not worship God the way the king worshiped God would be killed, would be thrown out. And so his competition, Daniel's co-workers and as advisors to the king, were watching him, and they saw Daniel in prayer and within himself, not doing the outward prayer of the king. And they told the king. Well, the king was very sad about it, but he had to put Daniel in the lion's den. He didn't want to do it, but he let himself be told he had to do it by his counselor because it was his rule. Of course, the king could have changed the rule, but he didn't think of that in time. So he put Daniel into the lion's den. Here is this well-fed young man who is brilliant and a genius in so many ways. The king just had to put him away because his co-counselors said that Daniel was not following the rules. Well, Daniel was put in the lion's den, and the lions were a hungry bunch. They had not been fed for a long time, which is the way that they're handled, and Daniel was cast into this den, and it was very dark. There was a grating in the ceiling, and a little bit of light came through, and Daniel could see the lions marching around and being very ferocious. And he went to the middle of the room and sat down. And as he sat down, he turned to the lions and he says, "Well, fellas, here I am. I'm sure I'd make a good meal, but I'm sure that there's something else we can think about doing." Now, the lions were not used to being talked to in such a calm, peaceful way, but that's how Daniel was. And Daniel said to the lions, "Look here, fellas. I think that you're wonderful. I know I am. And I think that you have never been touched by a human being. Why don't you come over here and let me pet you? You know, it's really pretty nice. If you come over and let me pet you, you'll feel very good when I do." And all the lions looked at him with great chagrin and thought to himself, "Here is a cuckoo for sure." Well, some of the younger lions and the she-lions would come over to Daniel closely, and he'd reach out and touch them as they walked by. With love, a deep penetrating love that sort of went out of his fingers just like a magic beingness, a magic energy. And they came closer and closer. And they felt, "Hey, I like this." And so then he reached up and he tickled a few of them behind their ears. And they truly liked that. And they laid down next to Daniel and put their head on his lap. And the other lions, who were more ferocious and not too much into that, wondered just what is going on here. This is not the way this is to be done. And Daniel spoke to the other lions and he says, "You know, guys, we're all in this together. And I'd just make a meal for a few minutes and then you'd be hungry again. But if we could just all be together and share together and talk together and think together, we might do beautiful things." The lions didn't like that at all. They said, "Hey, that's not our pattern." And so Daniel told him the story of how he was thrown into the den by his co-workers who were kind of jealous of what he was doing with the king. And the lions said to Daniel, "Hey, we'll go take care of him." And Daniel understood lion talk, and he said, "Boys, that's not the way I do things. I put a cause in motion, and all will work out in divine order. Well, what's this divine order bit? We'll go take care of them. We'll chew their legs off. And Daniel said, come on now. You guys are nice guys. You guys are loving, sensitive, caring guys. If you guys can handle me, you can handle anything. And so Daniel talked to the lions, and the lions understood him. And he told them many wonderful stories about his childhood. And he had a long life indeed. And he told of all the wonderful things that he experienced and the wonderful people that he met and the wonderful roads that he traveled. And the lions were just spellbound by the casualness and by the warmth and by the friendliness of this man who was in their lot, certainly not to be eaten. And the next morning, as the sun rose, the king dashed down to the lion's den and peeked in through the hole in the door, said, Daniel, 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 are you all right? And he saw Daniel sitting in the middle of the pit with the lions surrounding him, lying with their heads on his lap, all gently being petted and caressed by this marvelous man. And the king said, open the door. And Daniel came out. And Daniel said, these lions are to be taken to the jungles and be freed. That is my wish. The king says, whatever you wish, Daniel, you are the miracle man. You are, oh, Daniel, Daniel, you are my very beloved. You are my very special. You see, the story of Daniel and the lion's den had a great deal more depth than is generally portrayed. And generally, the portrayal is of the fear and the anxiety. But had Daniel fear and anxiety, he would not have survived the experience. But because Daniel liked himself, knew himself, believed in himself, he also knew he could speak to these animals because they too were his creation. You and I have this same privilege of following the story of Daniel and understanding that it's a story of triumph. It's a story of majesty and magic. It's a story of being yourself and having fun under all circumstances. And most certainly, that's what Daniel did. These are stories that I tell about the Bible. In my studies through the years of the Bible, I've come across many interesting stories. And the stories are far different than the ones we normally hear. So, until next time, have a lovely day, and let the Bible be a joy to you, just as it is to me. I love you, I love you, I love you.